Hello.
Hello, my name is Jasmine, calling from customer support. How may I help you? You left a number for us to call you back.
Yes, thank you very much. I have some charges on my credit card from you that I don't understand. I ordered an Elite drone, and the day I ordered it, it was free if I pay shipping, which was supposed to be $8.25, but the notice on my credit card says 6732.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get that zip code to better assist you by pulling up that account, ma'am?
My zip code is 84518.
And can I get that first and last name?
Bernice, Bernice Payne, Payne.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify that shipping address for me?
Did it come UPS or Postal Service?
Give me one moment while I ship that, not ship it, track that product, and I could be able to tell you and provide you that tracking number as well.
I think it came Postal Service.
Yes, sir, and
Is it? I'm sorry.
I'll be able to tell you which one it is. FedEx, USPS, or UPS, and I'll be able to tell you where that product is located.
I have the drone. I'm just wondering what the problem is with the charges on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. And what the dollar amount of the charges you were inquiring about?
It says 6732, and it should have been only 825 for shipping.
Yes, ma'am. I do see where you was charged 6732 on December 18th for that Stealth Elite
And
drone. I do see, however, go ahead.
what is the 6732 for?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I was going to get at. I do see, however, you paid to be. It's not a shipping and handling charge. It's actually 825. For a sweepstakes on their website, they have you'll be charged $8.25 for your initially first entry into the sweepstakes. They charged you $67.32 twice, actually.
There was never any word about a sweepstakes. Not
Yes.
one word. I went back and looked at it just before I called you. So whatever that is, it needs to be refunded because I signed up for nothing.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that the Stealth Elite drone was shipped to you, so I can't refund that for you, but I can refund that 6732 on
Yes.
December 18th and cancel it out, and also refund you that 6732 for November 17th. Now, for the November charge, I can only offer you that 35% courtesy refund, but I can fully refund the other 6732 for the 18th.
So there's one on the.
On November 17th.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And the
And
reason
there's.
why I can offer you 35% courtesy refund for that one, because that was last month and it has been over 30 days.
Well, I never signed up for anything. How can you sign me up for something that I never signed
Ma'am,
up
I didn't
for?
sign you up for anything. I have to know your name, your date of birth, and all that information, which I don't know you by a can of paint. So it wasn't me that signed you up for anything. It probably was something that you did, you thought was a survey online. I'm not sure. And the ad didn't state what it was properly for, and that's probably where the mix-up was. The only thing I'm here to do, ma'am, with customer support is to help you.
All right, so you're subtracting 6732 that happened
From
on the
November the 17th.
23rd.
No,
Okay,
November the 17th.
then it
That's
looks like there's.
November the 17th. That's over 30 days, ma'am. That's why I offer you the courtesy refund for 35%. And that December 18th charge, I can do that full refund for that $57.32 since it was in this month and it has not been over 30 days.
Okay. There's another one on 11/23 for that same amount, $67.32.
On 11/23, no ma'am, it's 11/17, November the 17th for $67.32 and December the 18th.
I do see that one. I do see that one.
Yes, ma'am. I think it posted on from your account, from your bank account on the 23rd, but I do see that from our account for that company that we serve, it posted on the November the 17th.
Okay. So 35% on the November.
The November.
17th.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
The full
refund for December the 18th.
Full refund. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And
give me
then,
one. Go ahead.
And then will you remove me from anything? Because I don't know what's going on with it.
Ma'am?
Can you do that? Yes.
What were you asking again?
I don't know what they're charging me for.
The 6732, that was, yes, ma'am, I can remove you. That was charging for that 125 gift card voucher that would be sent out each month through email along with that membership. But I can get those canceled out and refunded to you. The one for November for 35%, that courtesy, and the full refund for December.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Give me one moment while I notate the account, and I'll provide you two different confirmation numbers.
Thank you.
I found you something you need to read.
What you say?
Go ahead and finish your sentence.
Well, I can't do anything but sit there.
I know. Go ahead and finish. It sounds like you've worked it out. Come on, Clarkson. Being ball hog.
He made 2 points, leave him alone.
Extender was wide open 3 times.
Well, we can sit here and sit here and sit here, or you can tell me what that thing says.
You'll have to read it.
Okay. That's good defense. Apply on Utah Jazz to get a free
Yes, ma'am, I'm getting that charge for December the 18th squared away, and once I'm done I'll be able to provide you
okay.
Those confirmation numbers, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and let me know when you're ready for those confirmation numbers.
I'm ready, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. The confirmation number for November the 7th is CS and Charlie 262-649-360. And let me know when you're ready for the second one.
I'm ready.
And the second one is CS and Charlie 263-379-961.
961?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And will that be all for you today?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for contacting the customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good Christmas.
You too, ma'am.